Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. We're kicking off this morning with a Playbook scoop. I'm reporting, along with lobbying reporters Marianne Levine and Theo Meyer, that the tech giant Amazon has nixed multiple contract lobbying firms from its roster, including Squire Patton Boggs and Akin Gump Strauss Hauer and Feld. The two firms said that they were working on Amazon's unsuccessful push to include an online sales tax measure in the omnibus. The cuts come as President Trump has re-upped his attacks on Amazon. The lobbying terminations were not related to Trump's tweet, according to sources familiar with the decision. It's Good Friday. Passover begins tonight at sundown. Burgess Everett scooped that Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov asked Senator Orrin Hatch for help earlier this month to try and get meetings with several U.S. officials and lawmakers who've declined to meet with him. The Washington Post has a stunning story about how Connecticut Democrat Elizabeth Esty kept on her chief of staff 3 months after she learned he had threatened another staffer. The woman, Anna Kane, told the congresswoman that Tony Baker had punched, berated, and sexually harassed her when she worked in her office. Here's the latest on the investigations. CNN is reporting that a source told them Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller pushed Robert Gates for help on collusion, while Reuters is reporting that Mueller is probing Russian contacts at the Republican convention. And Kyle Cheney is reporting that Attorney General Jeff Sessions sent a letter to senior Republican lawmakers that a federal prosecutor is investigating Republican claims of FBI misconduct. And in a definite case of things that make you go, Bloomberg is reporting that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt leased a Washington apartment owned by a lobbyist friend that allowed him to pay just $50 per night for a single bedroom, but only for the nights when he actually slept there. The owner is a healthcare lobbyist, Vicky Hart. Her husband, Stephen Hart, is also a lobbyist, and his firm represents clients in industries regulated by the EPA. And we've got a story up on how companies are pulling ads from Fox News' Laura Ingraham's show after she jabbed a Parkland student. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's Codel to the Middle East also made a two-day stop in Afghanistan. The Democratic members visited troops, military leaders, and senior Afghan officials. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.